Welcome back to week 41 of the Journey to Holiness. It is going to be a way for you to become personally whole through God's holiness. Here in week 41, it is going to be important to look at the anchor of holiness that I suggested to you, which says, observe your thinking patterns. Adjust your attitude by tapping into God's promises instead of man's claim. You see, what happens very often, we tend to get through life worrying about the plans that man or even ourselves have made. And sometimes those plans do not necessarily reflect the promises that God has for you. However, what I'd like for you to do now is let's begin to do kind of an exegetical analysis of Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 to 4, as you learn to observe your thinking pattern. Pay attention to what you're thinking, pay attention to what is going through your mind, and then when you've determined that there have been some things that are not quite right, you're going to have to adjust your attitude by tapping into God's promises instead of man's plan. And I can submit to you that when you walk in the promises of God, you won't become so overwhelmed or stressed when man's plan does not work. When you look at Isaiah chapter 26, it is so intriguing in verses 3 through 4. Two simple verses that take place in a backdrop, actually, here in Isaiah 26, this is actually a hymn of praise. And here, in verse 3, it gives us the key to observing our thinking patterns. It says here in verse 3, thou, being the Lord, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And then, again, the admonishment comes, trust in the Lord forever, and always remember to trust in the Lord, for in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. So, I will submit to you that in verse 3 of the 26th chapter of Isaiah, your thinking pattern is being challenged. And there's a key and a formula here that's being given to you to learn how to get the strength that you need. Now, here it says that you're going to talk about what you think, your attitude, your reaction, the promises, and your invariably how you can actually trust what you're thinking. Invariably, your thinking pattern becomes your behavior problem. Because you see what's happening, if you begin to think negatively, your behavior is going to radiate negatively. So what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to keep check on what you are thinking. It is of a truth that troubled thoughts breed troublesome behaviors. You're going to begin to react and behave like you think. In fact, there's one scripture that says, you know, whatever a man thinks, so is he. So in other words, you can become every bit of the thought process you have. Now, what's going to be really, really a key point here is found in chapter 26 of Isaiah, verse 3. It says that when you keep your mind on the Lord, he will keep you in perfect peace. Well, let's talk a little bit about this perfect peace. This perfect peace that comes from the idea of shalom, what it is a fixed moral and spiritual state where you understand that it goes beyond your understanding. What will happen is you won't even know why you tend to be so calm when all else around you is unveiled. So what you have to do is understand it is that perfect peace. When you keep your mind on the Lord and you keep your mind on the promises of the Lord, you're going to get a peace that even you won't understand. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stay connected by enriching your life with grand positive thinking. You're also going to have to practice getting into guarded thinking. What that means is that you're going to observe what you're thinking, and you want to make sure that your thoughts are always Christ-centered, Word-centered, and spiritually centered. You see, because in order for you to have sustained peace, you're going to have sustained positive thinking. This particular verse and this particular anchor of holiness is going to be your final bridge to learning how to be victorious. It's going to be that you're going to turn the light into your own mind, and then you're going to do that introspection. Remember, this is what it's all about. Now, instead of looking at how you act, I want you to begin to observe how you think. You see, because your thinking sets your attitude. And when you adjust your attitude by tapping into God's promises, you are going to be much more victorious. You see, because there's God's power for your problem. You've got to learn how to think your way into victory. You've got to learn how to think your way into power. Think your way into oversight. Think your way into strength. Think your way into determination. Think your way into hope. It all is there. And the way that you can get those victories is beginning to turn introspective view on what you're thinking about. God has the power to solve all of your problems, and what he wants you to do is to keep your mind stayed on him and to trust him, because he is the one who gets it done. So remember to stay connected to the Spirit of Lord by enriching your life with guarded thinking. Make sure that it is Christ-centered and that it is positive thinking. And you will be just fine as you get through this journey and learning how to be whole. It may take a little bit of practice, but I can assure you that once you develop a pattern every day of paying attention to what you're thinking and what you're saying, you're going to find that that may determine the difference between your victory or your failure. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I have every confidence that you're going to let God's power be the solution to your problem.